Thank you very much for choosing us today. We speak to a woman who is all about resilience leadership and driving change deep underground. Ungosingiphile, favorite CBC. You are our favorite today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me and thank you for having me today. And I would like to say Happy Women's Month to every woman.
Happy Women's Month to you. I mean, Ungosingiphile, have you always envisioned yourself working in the mining industry from your school days, or was this a path that sort of unfolded as an unexpected opportunity you decided to embrace?
It just unfolded. I chose it because it's a dynamic industry that combines challenges, innovation, and impact. It allows me to be part of building communities and driving progress. So, and also showing that women can thrive in spaces once it was known that it's limited to us.
I love that you mentioned thriving in spaces that are limited to women, because you are breaking barriers. And as a young woman leading in such a demanding space, what would you say are some of the stereotypes of barriers you have had to break? And how did you turn those challenges into opportunities for growth and even confidence?
The most stereotype that I had to break will be the work imbalances that I had to navigate. So other companies had shown that we have limited accesses as females in the mining industry.
Yeah.
But Barberton Mines had shown me that they are willing to they are willing to develop us as women. So I kept on moving, as I believe that every barrier I break is not just for me, but for the next generation of women who will walk into the mining industry with few obstacles and more opportunities. If I stay focused, determined, and passionate, nothing is impossible.
Absolutely. And I hope there's a lot of girls listening now. You yourself were once a mentee in the Women in Mining South Africa program. Now you inspire others. Mm-hmm. What role has mentorship played in your success, and how do you pay it forward to empower other women?
This mentorship program that I was once part of in 2021 has played a very big role to me. It made me believe that I can be a better person and I can obtain everything that I want. And to think of it, when I started my journey, little did I know that I'll be here today. As early as 2019, when I just started my journey, I didn't know much about what to do and how to navigate around the mining industry. But when I obtained my platinum certificate 2019, early on, I just knew that I wanted so much. So I reached out to my mine overseer to just ask if I can have a shift as a shift boss. Yeah. And little did I know that if I act as a shift boss, I'll become the first shift supervisor ever in Barberton Mine. And then from there, I was able to just apply for my acceptances on the mine overseer and mine managers, in which I had completed in record time. And now I'm proud to say that I've become the first female to ever obtain this milestone in my company.
I mean, Ngozi, you have achieved so much at such a wonderful age. How do you remain humble, and how do you then pave the way forward for younger girls who come into your industry?
I would like to believe I'm a person that is open to everyone. So whoever comes to me who has a challenge, or whoever is there that is wants to ask something, I'm a very open person. So I don't neglect or put myself up there because I have achieved so much. So I just let them know that anything is possible, you can do it. If you believe in yourself, you can do it.
Absolutely. If you believe in yourself, you can do it. Just before I let you go, many young women look up to you, I'm sure, but might feel intimidated to enter male-dominated industries. Rather, what message of encouragement or advice would you share with them today, even for a young girl who is trying to figure herself out at this point?
I would like to give the advice that to those who are still at high school, your background doesn't matter, where you come from doesn't matter, but what you need to know is you need to choose what you want to do at the right time, choose the right subject. Now there's career exposition, so it's good for you that you know what you want and ask around the people that are close by. We have social media platforms whereby people just share their journeys and where they are. And those advantages, everything else doesn't matter. But what matters the most is your academic. The more you achieve and the more you pass at varsity, the more the industry will recognize you. When you apply, you'll be their first choice. And to those women who are still trying to figure out in life what they want to do, and I would like to say to them, never doubt your strength, your voice, your ability to lead, and whatever that you want to do, you can do it. Just believe in yourself.
Absolutely. This is why you are our Lenyora Wednesday for today. Thank you very much for coming out to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's Rise of Fame Mid-Morning. It's one of my absolute faves, Lenyora Wednesday, where we celebrate women doing very big things wherever they are. And the story is no different. It's always so inspiring to talk to young women, to talk to matured women who know who they're about. Because there's a young girl listening right now who says, well, I might just become what she is one day. Good morning. It's Rise of Fame. Fica zobanga tazanga kubenjena.